G'day everybody, Aaron Noonan here. It is Repco Supercars Weekly. Great to have you with us as we recover from the Easter break. I hope you had a great time relaxing, nice and safe with family and friends and a couple of sneaky Easter eggs and hot cross buns along the way too. You'll notice that this episode drops on a Tuesday. Normally we run Repco Supercars Weekly on a Monday, but we decided with Easter this week that we'd run Tuesday. And in fact, we liked it so much, we're going to do it for the rest of the year. So tune in for our Repco Supercars Weekly pods every Tuesday, not every Monday. Now, on the weekend, no supercars racing in action. However, plenty of supercars racers were racing in action at Mount Panorama. Shane van Gisbergen, unbelievable. The guy just keeps on finding ways to win. This time, it was the six-hour production car race driving a BMW with Rob Rubus and Shane Smolin. He took victory. Tim Slade, I was also in a BMW. He finished fourth overall, just off the podium. Brody Kostecki won his class, the A2 class, in a V8 Mustang, driving alongside his good friend and mentor, Paul Morris, and also George Medicki, and they finished pretty strongly in the overalls as well. It wasn't just the production cars racing on the weekend with supercar drivers. They were in other categories too. Chaz Mostert took a clean sweep of the TCR round, three races, three starts, three wins, plus a pole position there as well. And the GT races were split between Garth Tanner and Shane van Gisbergen. Van Gisbergen sharing the 888 Mercedes with Prince Jeffrey Ibrahim, and Garth sharing a Melbourne Performance Centre Audi with Yasser Shaheen. So they'll be back together, Garth and Shane, for the Repco Bathurst 1000 a bit later on in the year. But on the weekend, taking one another on in GT cars for something different. Now, the next round of the Repco Supercars Championship is the Beau Repairs Tasmania Super Sprint. It was originally scheduled to be held this weekend at Simmons Plains, but it will not be. It's been delayed a week because of those recent COVID issues up in Queensland, which appear to have settled down a little bit now, but that date will not change. It is going to stay at that revised date. So next weekend, Simmons Plains Raceway, April 17 to 18. Of course, it's a three-race sprint weekend with a race on Saturday, two on Sunday, and a bunch of cool supports as well, including the Stadium Super Trucks are back at Supercars. That could be a whole pile of fun down there in Tasmania as well. A little shout out to, some congratulations are in order, to Jess Yates from Fox Sports, of course, the longtime Supercars host for Fox. A big congratulations to Jess and her husband, Luke. They welcomed little Samuel over the Easter break, their second child. So congrats to all. We hope all is going well. News too for Brad Jones Racing. Ash Walsh confirmed to drive in the Repco Bathurst 1000. He'll co-drive with Jack Smith in the number 4 Commodore from BJR. Don't forget too, The Garage Online. It's your digital destination for all things automotive and motorsport. Head to the Repco website. If you're in Australia, it's repco.com.au. In New Zealand, repco.co.nz. Exclusive competitions, unique content, all sorts of cool stuff. Head to the Repco website to check out The Garage. Now, on this day in supercars history, we've got to go back to April the 6th in 2013. And on this day, 8 years ago, it's amazing how time flies when you're having fun, Fabian Coulthard won his first Supercars Championship race win at the 60-60 Super Sprint format. Remember those? At Simmons Plains in Tasmania. If you remember, the 60-60 was, well, it was 60 kilometres of racing followed by a break. I'm not sure if there were oranges, followed by another 60 kilometres of racing. Wincup, Jamie Wincup, that is, was in front halfway, but Fabian won that race at the end. Wincup second from Mark Winterbottom. Jason Bright fourth. Garth Tander rounding out the top five on this day in 2013, April the 6th, at Simmons Plains Raceway. Tomorrow, we've got a special episode of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. Make sure you join us for that one tomorrow. And of course, rejoin us for Repco Supercars Weekly now every Tuesday. That's every Tuesday for the latest news and bits and pieces from the Repco Supercars Championship. Head to our website, v8sleuth.com.au. There's always plenty of stories and information that you don't get anywhere else. So make sure you head there and subscribe to our newsletter. And also head to our online store. It's bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. A couple of bargains there for you to grab, and some great deals on books and prints and DVDs and memorabilia of all sorts. Anyway, that's it for Repco Supercars Weekly this week. Join us tomorrow for another episode of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. Chat to you then.